God bless you. Let's put our hands together for our God again. Amen. Be seated. Be seated. Somebody here, by the end of this year, people who know you, they will not recognize you. I know somebody, I am talking to you. Today, Shiloh is special. Amen. God has let us know he is interested in this program today. Whatever it is, whatever he wants to do, only he knows. The young girl, I don't know if she's here, Pastor John Paul. Where are you? Where? From Auchi? Where is she? You are the one? Have you been to this ministry before? Twice. Come and tell us what happened. Come.
Come.
You live in Auchi?
Yes, sir.
Okay, talk to us. Please let us hear her. Talk to us. What happened?
On Sunday.
They cannot hear you. Talk to the microphone.
On Sunday, I was at home and
I'm not hearing you.
On Sunday, when I was at home, which was on Sunday service, so I was watching the TV. And after the service, you made an announcement. Yes. Mm. You made an announcement. So when you made an announcement, you said that the intercessors, those that want to register for intercessors, they should meet one of the brother. I don't really know his name, sir.
Pastor John Paul.
Yes, sir. So immediately you measured that intercessor, and I don't know, power came up on me.
Hold him very well. Never mind. Hold him very well. Hold the brother. Never can tell. Anything can happen. And I will pronounce them here now. Feel free, talk.
Hey. You said then the intercessors that they should meet for register. So immediately power came upon me, and for some time I wasn't myself. I just busted tongues and I was interpreting. I just saw myself interpreting and I burst in tongues. I wasn't myself for about 30 minutes. So I was just going around the room. And later, after that, the Lord opened my eyes. I was seeing deep. The church I was going to before. Yes. God will help me.
Amen.
Yes. The church I was going to before, these bishops, Father help me. These bishops, and I saw something like being occultic. So when I rose, I stood up. I said, Father, those people that they have tied in the church, let them be released in the name of Jesus. Let them be released in the name of Jesus. Let their eyes be opened in the name of Jesus. In fact, an unfortunate anger came upon me. And it was as if my body was in another realm. My eyes opened. And later on, I felt angels in heaven. They were rejoicing. I said, oh God. In fact, I was not myself throughout that day. I said, God. God says he's going to expose the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of darkness, that he's going to expose them. The people that they have tied, there is one particular man in that church. I pray that as he's watching me now, that whatever rope that they've used to tie him, let him be loose in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because when somebody is tied, oh Lord, you will just be yourself, but your spirit is tied, you are dead. So, and I started talking, let it be released. Immediately, I had a voice was calling my name. I rebuked. I said, God, I will not die. Nobody can kill me if the Lord did not take my life. So, later on, I started seeing the particular man that I was going to his church. I said, God, you will save me. I didn't know it was anointing that was disturbing me. So, I called one of the intercessors. I said, look at what I am going through. I'm hearing a voice, but I don't know this kind of voice. So, this guy now told me, I should carry pure water and pray. and bought that pure water and pulled the water to wash my ears. So I tried everything. I was still under anointing. So in the morning, the next morning when I woke up, this song that heaven is not my own, I'm just in passing through.
Yes.
So that song came. I said, why is the Lord bringing that song to my mouth? And I will see Jesus someday, sometime in the sky. And when I started singing, I will see Jesus someday, sometime in the sky, my spirit became grief and I was shaking. My hands were shaking. And I called one brother, Brother Austin. And I said, this is what is happening to me. Oh, please pray for me. I don't know what it is, so I don't understand because I don't really understand. I said, this is what is happening to me. Please pray for me. He now prayed for me. I said, my hands are shaking like this. They were shaking like this. And my legs, they were shaking. My body was shaking. I felt fire inside
me. You have never had this experience before?
The day that you, that was the last December program, that you asked us to come out, that you said that the people that God are going to use, that they should come out for that program. I was among the people. I was the one that danced out that day. And since that day, a fire came upon me. And I never understand that fire. I was even asking, I said, what kind of fire is burning inside my body like this? I've never seen this kind of fire
you
before.
You had a visitation that made you to come here. What instruction did you receive to come here today?
The next day, as I was at home, I fell under anointing. That was the next one because throughout the night I didn't sleep well because of the anointing. I didn't know the Lord wanted me to come to this place. So, and I said that because I'd be calling your number some time ago, it was not going. It will ring sometimes. Maybe you're busy, you don't know. You won't pick. So, and I said in my heart, if it's the will of the Lord, let Pastor Moses pick this call today. Immediately I called, he picked up. I said, this is the will of God, though, but I don't want Satan to use me. I want Jesus. It's Jesus I want to use me, not Satan. So, and I called you. Immediately you spoke to me, the anointing became worse. So later on, after you spoke to me, you prayed for me, I was not comfortable. So I had a voice telling me that, he said, go to Bride Assembly and intercede for the Shiloh. I said, intercede for the Shiloh.
From out you.
Yes. So I started saying, God, if this is from you, show yourself to me. I felt a call in where I was standing. There was an heavy call upon me. I started praying. And I said, okay, before I now called you the second time, I said, I'm scared though, but let me try again. If Pastor Moses is going, immediately you called back. I said, this is God in action. So when you called back, and I said, sir, the Lord said I should come to Lagos, so I should come and intercede. Oh, I should come and intercede. That He said, God said, if I don't come to Lagos, I will not have peace. So that was why I said, I'm coming to Lagos, so I must go to Lagos. And I told my friend, I said, please, go and withdraw money from me. I must go to Lagos today. Even if it's night, I will come to Lagos. As far as it's God has sent me, He's going to see me through the world. So I must come to Lagos today. And when I came, when I told you, I just saw in just the way I do see that the Lord opened my eyes. You were wearing white. You were directing me like this. You were doing me like this. I said, if I don't go, I don't know what will happen to me next door. I don't want to go to where. I don't want to go and down and go to where. This one that Pastor Moses is saying that I should go like this. And I'm seeing buses. I'm inside the bus. And I'm seeing myself inside the bus on the road. But you now, you are directing me to go like this. And I said, no, I can't stay in Auchi anymore. I must go. I must go and intercede.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And she came here throughout yesterday. She's been interceding till this morning for this program. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. God is so interested in this program today that He brought an intercessor all the way from Auchi to come. She don't finish her after service now. Now go, she go, so she don't finish her own. And people who say, God, I want you to use me, I want you to use me. You see now, how many people want God to use them? Some of us want to use God, not God to use us. Many of us say we want to use God. But how many people want God to use them? How many people? Hey, it's not easy. They tell her, without preparation or anything, and she didn't call, she will not have peace. And she's been fasting, no food, till now. Stand in the gap for Shiloh. And I believe, therefore, that today's program will be a special one. Any pronouncement we make here, receive it. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. Go and sit down. We'll see you later. I don't know her. I'm just seeing her face now. I know I spoke with her. And what I truly know is God is that her call came in 6:30 a.m. And I don't answer calls at that hour. And sincerely speaking, I don't believe that there are some people that make irresponsible calls. There are hours you should call certain people. There's an hour you can call your wife and call your friend. But there are also hours that you should call certain. Some people call us 2 a.m. And not because it's an emergency. Devil has used that one to stop people who have emergency from us attending to them. 2 a.m. You are maybe sleeping. You just want to enter better realm. The phone will ring. You will say, oh, there must be emergency. When you pick it, is that Pastor Moses? I say, yes. Oh, thank God. Since yesterday, I've been trying to get you. Please, I want to see you. Can I see you tomorrow, Shiloh? Now, normal person be that. Now, no, you think too. Now, normal person be that. So you could just look at, sometimes I will ask, is that why you call me at this hour? Are you normal? Oh, please forgive me. I'm very, very sorry. It's just that I'm desperate. Desperate what? So, six, especially, you know, you should know the hour now. Even office time. Office, no, be 8 o'clock. Office, they open. Because we have mobile phone. If mobile phone, no day. If not before 8 o'clock, you go wait when I reach office. Then my condition of my heart, I've now come to work. 6:30, I don't answer call. None of you has ever got to me at that hour. And they sleep before, oh no. In case the person where I know, because there are some people you know why they are calling. Maybe you have their number, there's a case you are handling. But there are some that just call and talk nonsense. But when it came 6:30, I saw a number and the Spirit told me, pick it. That was when I picked and I saw a woman. I was hearing her under anointing. And then I knew, when I finished, I told my wife, I said, this God, you know I will not pick call by this time. So, and then that was a call that went with prayer. Because she said, she's been calling before, I will not pick it. Church, to me it is a sign. It's a sign that today's Shiloh will be a special one. Please, any prayer point we give you, take it and pray as if that the only time opportunity you have be this. Anything can happen. I have other messages that's giving me confidence to stand here today. Therefore, I believe with the whole of my heart that no problem that enter here today will follow you home. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I believe with the whole of my heart. If that person answer me, amen, no problem that follow you here will follow you home in the name of Jesus. I say it again. And when I say it, heaven will back it up. How he will do it, I don't know how he will do it. But I know and I decree that no problem that follow anybody here will follow you home in the name of Jesus. Finally again, Every contrary situation somebody is going through, today, the Lord will rearrange you. I say today, the Lord will rearrange you. I make that decree in the name of Jesus Christ. I make that decree in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be seated. God bless you. Is any military woman here? Uniform. A woman in military uniform. Any military woman here? Is there any military woman here? Amen. Don't know what I'm seeing. Is there any military woman here?
I am, sir.
You have to do with the Air Force?
Navy, sir.
The Navy?
Yes, sir.
Which river am I wearing? Mercy. Amen. Okay. Sit down first. Sit down. Let's go. There's something God wants to do. Sorry. Anybody here has anything to do with the Air Force here? Stand up. Here.
My mother, my in-law. She know where. You know where?
It's in the Air Force.
Yes.
It's sick. You are praying for him?
Yes.
Are you here with his...
Teacher, not there. You know there with me.
Not there with him? No. No, it was here I saw it. But when I saw it, I was looking at you. I thought you were an Air Force person.
No, not my sister. Not you.
God will heal him. See in Lagos here?
Yes.
Will you take this water here today and go and give him?
Go, I'll go give
him. If God heals him, will you come and testify here?
Yes.
I don't know you. God showed me. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'll clap your hands for Jesus again. Amen. There's a scripture in Romans chapter 1. It's a very popular scripture. Apostle Paul in verse 16 and 17. Romans chapter 1, he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, in that gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Everybody, can we all read it together? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Everybody, shall we go? "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Say it again. Say it again. We walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Praise God. And you can never... And in fact, what is the definition of faith? Faith, according to Apostle Paul again, is the same one. Kept emphasizing that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means faith, hallelujah, faith is what you hold on to, whatever you are hoping to get. What gives you reason to believe and hope you will get it is because you are holding on to something. That thing you are holding on to is faith. And we as believers the substance of our faith is God's promised word. God's promised word. And faith there, what gives you faith? Revelation. Revelation. William Branham told us, he just made this simple statement, he said, faith is revelation. Faith is revelation. Because there is the word of God, the letter of the word, and there is the spirit of the word. When God gives a promise, amen, two people will stand on the same promise. Two people that have the same problem, they will stand on the same thought, said the Lord. The written word or the spoken word of God. And we all know that this is God that has spoken. But one person will stand on it and receive results. The other one will stand on the same word but will not receive result. Because the other one that received result is because he did not just receive it. There is an understanding he had about that word. That is what faith is all about. The revelation of what is in that promise. Who gave the promise? It's not a man that he can lie. God watches his word to perform it. God does not entertain us. When he speaks, your own is to grab it. People who walk by faith are people who take God at his word. That is faith. So, those we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. And we should know so that we keep coming here every Tuesday and all around the world through our broadcast, people are connecting all around the world. Sick people, people who have problems, especially our brethren who are out there in diaspora, in US, Europe, Canada, who smuggle themselves there, struggling to make a living, they cannot get documents. They need God to intervene. And they have observed a grace that is here, and they connect. Some of you, you direct them to the site, to the television station, channel, and they are watching, and you are the ones I am talking to. That if you are going to walk with God, the only reason you will receive from him is if you will walk by faith. Every time Jesus Christ, all those who receive mighty miracles from Christ in his earthly ministry, there was something they did that ignited that miracle. And the Lord Jesus will turn and look at them. Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. Two people. He went. The Jews will invite him to go to their house when somebody is sick. He has to go there, lay hand and pray. But there was another centurion who also told him, my servant is grievously, seriously sick. Please heal him. And Jesus told him, I will come there. And the man told him, you don't have to go. He said, I am a man of authority. I'm explaining faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Two groups of people were looking at Christ until he comes to the house. They never believe they can receive. Those two groups of people, they are here too. The other one is, we know you have authority. Just say it.
Because he understands authority. That understanding of that authority that gives him, that leads him to say, you don't have to come to my house before my servant will be healed. That is faith. He didn't just, I don't want to trouble you, I beg. I don't want to trouble you. Or I'm not worthy. I don't have anything I'll give you if you come to my house. No. He saw who Jesus is. And he knew how authority works. And he saw that authority in him. Now the same thing here also. The two groups are here. There are people here that will not receive anything unless they come and still sit down before a man, a prophet, or a pastor. One on one. There are some people that come here on Tuesday and then they want to struggle. They come very early. I want to see the pastor. They will come to see me. What's it? Pastor, I am sick. Then I will tell you, but today is the healing service now. You see them? But today is healing service now. But I want you to pray for me. I say, but I am the one going to lead today. Pray for me here first. Now, you know, it is outright demonstration of lack of faith. It doesn't work that way. That type of faith is little, it has no power. It does not produce miracle. Because why God gives miracle is because he wants to be glorified. He wants you to see that this is him. The people that receive are people who come and connect to the grace they have seen. And you can only see the action of you seeing that grace in the ministry. That action that positions you to receive without seeing any man. That is the true faith. When a sister looked for fruit of the womb for months and she could not get it, she got fed up. She kept going from one minister to the other. And the ministers, they were getting tired of her, or she was not getting the desired attention. She got provoked. It was then her senses came back. May that sense come back to somebody here today in the name of Jesus. She said, but I have heard Pastor Moses. Pastor Moses said, don't go to the man of God. Go to the God of the man. If he has a God, that God will meet you. She decided on her own. She has special time to come to the altar and face God there. When she refused to see, decided I will not see any man anymore. Now she and God. She has her time, she'll come and kneel down when nobody is disturbing before the altar and present herself to God. That very month she took him. When she was sharing this testimony with me, I said, this, I wish everybody will have this type of faith. The security department there, somebody came for Shiloh program, a particular program. He thought there was program that day, but nobody was in the church because there was no program. Maybe a visitor. And then he came in. The man was security man at the gate. So he said, oh, hey, how will I do now? Oh. So nobody. The security man said he walked to him and said, what's the problem? Say, I come for program. The security man said, did you come to see somebody or you came to see God? He said, I come for program and I come to see God now. He said, then why are you looking for people instead of looking for God? When they were sharing that with me, I felt very excited. I said, why are you looking for people instead of looking for God? He said, go to the altar, kneel down, and tell the Lord why you came. Amen. The man came to the altar, knelt down. The security man was at the gate watching. The power of God carried that man. For more than 2 hours, he was under anointing. God wanted to tell him that I am here. Praise the Lord. Don't look for man. Look for me. Somebody here, don't look for man of God. Look for the God of the man. You step into this place. This place is dedicated to the worship of the Almighty God. Therefore, when you enter here, where is the God that people call upon when they come here? That should be your attitude. Not where are the prophets when they say then they here. If you come with that attitude, you have no faith. That is not faith. When you enter here, where is the God when they are where people? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where are the God when they here? Somebody is appearing to me. Okay. Where is the God when they are where people they come here? Where are you? Lord, where are you? Elisha said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He didn't say, Elijah, where you they go? Where you they go, Elijah? Elijah don't go. But where is his God? God of Elijah is omnipotent, omniscient, omni everything. The man has gone, but where is his God? And God is quick to confirm that type of prayer. When you shift your attention away from man, God uses man, God uses man, church, God uses man. But let me tell you, before you meet the man of God, make sure you have connected to the God of the man. Then your miracle is guaranteed speedily. Because that is the reason why many children of God are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of how to approach him. And lack of knowledge has made, you know, tears, carnal people, commercial preachers to exploit that and finish and dupe the true children of God. So this God that the veil in the temple that separated the congregation from the glory of God, the Holy of Holies, when Christ died, he made a way. Every one of us can now approach the throne of grace. Every one of us can now go. Freely, free, 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 free. He paid that debt on the cross on Calvary. Free, 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 free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then here we are. Somebody will come and tell you, bring money. So that I will pray for you. There are many preachers that people think they are men of God. The truth is they are just babalawo in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you. There is no true servant of God. None. None that has benefited from grace. That is genuinely called. None. That will charge a child of God before praying for you. Directly or indirectly. Anybody. Nobody has excuse for that. But that is the commonest thing you see all around. Therefore, if you have money, you have special prayers. If you are poor, you can't even see the man of God. You know that that is not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Praise God. It will charge you. In this ministry, please, let us know. If anybody tell you bring money for us, we'll do this for you. So if you don't have money to bring, so be your problem will remain, Abi. Deliverance now is for sale. So a poor person cannot receive deliverance now because you cannot afford. You want to go for family deliverance? Ah, when I walk plenty, oh, hi, the walk plenty, hi. If I do this kind of work, hear their language. It's a Babalawo language. That's their language. Your work. The work where we go do. The work where we go. Which work? Which work now? To go and pray in Jesus' name now work? And to show you that they are Babalawo, they will tell you, you will bring this. You will bring that. You will bring this. Is you not Babalawo? When you go, they will give you a list. Why are they told? I say you never go Babalawo before now. What happened? They bore you for church. Now inside church, you grow, do everything. I asked you one question on Sunday. Nobody answer me. No brother answer me. That question, when I ask some question, if you know, just answer now so that we know, say, and they talk through. When I was speaking on Sunday, I said, everybody call on Jesus. I said, even if you go to a prostitute, those ones when they leave for hotel, I was saying it on Sunday, they will place Jesus is Lord on top of the bed. And they will say, Jesus is the silent listener to every conversation in this room. I was asking if you have ever seen it. No brother put up their hand. So no brother has ever seen it. You never see him before. Anybody don't see him? Before, hey, only one person. No, it's okay. Two. No, that's okay. Another one. Be sincere, Nana. Before. No, don't be afraid. Now I'm saying it now, Babalawo. You never go Babalawo before. You don't bring goat. You don't bring fowl. You don't bring something. Bring red oil. Bring this one. Bring. Wait again. They say make you bring. Alligator pepper. Wait again. White chalk. Wait till the song you bring again. So when you go before a man of God or a woman of God, and he's telling you, bring this. Is Babalawo disguised with Jesus' name on top? And people who don't know Jesus, they think that is a Christian. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise God. You see why they hate me now? Because they are hearing what they talk. And they spoil their market. Babalawo, in the name of Jesus. They will not get you in Jesus' name. And they have something to make you fall down. Help! You fall down. So the question I ask is, when you fall down, what happens after you fall down? No, that is the question now. What happens? Yes, take it and you take it. You actually receive something. Something push you. Some of them, now the spirit where they walk without Babalawo, they are going to push you. Hey. And the people are saying, Kai, this man is annoying.